The death toll from a religious cult in Kenya has risen to at least 89. It is expected to rise as rights groups have registered more than 200 people as missing. Authorities say the victims starved themselves to death after their pastor, Paul McKenzie, told them to stop eating if they wanted to meet Jesus. Police have been exhuming bodies from shallow graves in a forest on land that McKenzie owns. They say the site has been classified as the scene of a massacre. Now, Catherine Soy is live from the town of Malindi. Catherine, I know you have been at the scene where bodies are exhumed. Death toll has kept going up over the last few days. Is it expected to keep rising?
Absolutely. The death toll has been going up every day, and we've been speaking to the police who are saying they expect to see more bodies. Now, the police are now in another area. What we were seeing, mass graves, that has been exhumed, but they have gone to another area in the same area, and they expect to see more bodies. So that is an operation that is going on. People are very shocked about what is going on. We have been talking to the Red Cross, who have set up a tracing center, and they say that up to 200 people have been declared missing. We have spoken to some of their relatives who are saying that they are just hoping that their loved ones will be found safe and alive.
What are we finding out with the investigation on this?
We have been speaking to government officials who have been visiting the scene, including the Secretary of Interior, who has said that basically what the police are trying to do is to make sure that this man is charged with terrorism. It's going to be very interesting to see if these charges will stick. Ms. McKenzie, this pastor, is very, very well known here in Malindi about, especially when it comes to his controversial teaching. He has been telling people not to take children to school, not to vaccinate children as well. So that is something that a lot of people are asking about. You know, questions that our people are asking of: why did this incident take so long to be discovered? We know that post-mortem is going on. The pathologists are trying to know how these people died. And so it's an ongoing process. It's going to be a very long, painful process as well.
Catherine Soy reporting from Malindi in Kenya. Thank you very much.